Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
It's Thursday, hooray, which means it's time to round up some ideas for your weekend. Here with some of hers is Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at digboston.com. Hey, Hillary.
Hey, Anthony.
So you've got some rock and roll for your first pick today.
I don't just have rock and roll. I have the whole rock and roll rumble, more appropriately, the finals, which are taking place tomorrow night at TT the Bears, Friday, April 20th. And, yeah, it's a big old deal. I'm excited for it.
So the Rock and Roll Rumble, this is a three-week battle of bands for Boston's best. They face off for the Rumble crown, right?
Yeah, exactly. WZLX actually puts it on every year. 24 bands start about 3 weeks ago. They go through the preliminary rounds. They go through the semifinals. And now there are three bands left standing.
And who are they?
They are Mother Boar. They are Balthayer and the Perfect Trainwreck, and they are Jay Garvey. And I think we have a song by Balthayer today, don't we?
Yeah, we've got some music from Balthayer and the Perfect Trainwreck. This track is called Good Time to Holler.
Muddy-ass boots I had on. Damned if I didn't hear Susie say. The Lilliesville Bridge, it washed away.
So that's music from Balthayer and the Perfect Trainwreck. It's all part of the Rock and Roll Rumble Finals this Friday night at TT the Bears in Cambridge. And Hillary, you've got a couple more picks for us. The next one, here's a hint.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. How you doing? Taxi!
So you can't go wrong with the Muppets, can you?
Oh, my God, never. Absolutely not. It is a Muppet Movie Marathon, or a Muppathon, if you will.
Muppathon, I like that.
Yeah, exactly. But it's taking place at the Brattle Theater from Friday through Monday this weekend.
So tell me more about this. So this is just hours and hours of Muppets movies?
It's three back-to-back Muppet flicks. So we've got the Muppet Movie, we have The Great Muppet Caper, and then we have The Muppets Take Manhattan, all on one screen. And frankly, I will use any excuse imaginable to break out an Animal or Swedish Chef impression in public. So totally down for it.
So fun for Hillary, fun for the kids, fun for the whole family.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I've got a pick myself, Hillary. Tonight, Radio Boston's own Adam Ragusea is hosting the next installment of what we're calling Lounge Lit. This is a fun literary evening, not too stuffy, not too highbrow, with local authors. Tonight, William Giraldi will be there, among others. Now, over the past few months, we've had a great time with this event. We've had zip code story readings, trivia contests, and tonight Adam has a couple of literary surprise plans. So check it out. It all takes place at Think Tank in Cambridge. A ticket gets you drinks and hors d'oeuvres. It's a chance to meet some local writers and some of the folks that make Radio Boston possible. Sounds like fun,
rad.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I love you guys and I love Think Tank, so that's a fantastic combination.
Yeah, good fit. So, Hillary, one more pick from you.
Okay, so my last pick is Berkeley's Rethink Music Conference, and that's happening all throughout the weekend. And basically, it's 4 days of thinking out loud about major issues affecting the music industry, you know, including like business models and copyright challenges in the digital era and technological innovation, all of it. And there are some great shows happening at the same time, so you get a little bit of work and a little bit of play, and it's
sounds
all good.
Sounds really interesting. You mentioned shows. Who's performing?
The Lumineers, I'm really excited about, and Boston's own Carmen. They're from Berkeley. They're Berkeley grads. J.D. McPherson's also going to play on Friday night at the Brighton Music Hall. And he made his Rounder Records debut earlier this week with an album called Signs and Signifiers. And this tune right here, this is called North Side Gal.
I pulled up Matt's game all around the north side.
I love it. Great sound, Hillary.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Fusion of rock and blues. So that's J.D. McPherson. He plays Friday night at the Brighton Music Hall, but the Berkeley Rethink Conference takes place at the Heinz Convention Center from Sunday to Tuesday. Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at digboston.com. As always, thanks and have a great weekend.
Aw, thanks for having me.
And you can find a link to Hillary's picks and mine at our website, radioboston.org.